Song that we sang, it said, "For we are weak and need some deep revealing." And then it's the other verse said, "Make us strong, we need thy deep revealing." So we're weak people and we need strength from God. Okay, to the children, you can all turn to Mark 5. I would like to study this chapter here a little bit. And I'm going to write all the main points on the board for the children to take notes. Anybody can take notes if they want. Mark 5. A wild man, a sick woman, and a dead maid is going to be our title. As we go down through there, I'll have to probably erase some things. Did you ever see a wild man? Did any of you ever see a... Sometimes you see people on drugs, different. They seem pretty wild. I don't know if I ever seen one that was quiet, like in this story here, where he's been cutting himself and living in the mountains. When I was a young fella, I'm trying to think if I was 10 to 12, real close to where Sid and Janita live, about a mile from their house, Melvin Knoll. He was taking care of some pigs, and some kind of chemical, I don't remember what it was, but he became a wild man. He was like a 20-year-old. And, of course, it was nothing to do with the devil inside of him, as far as I know, but they had to, nobody could hold him down. They had a bunch of big men that were not even close to able to keep him on the ground. So we went, as a boy, I went to visit him in the hospital, and they had him ratchet straps on the hospital bed to keep him down. Anyhow, we're going to look over this story here a little bit. I'm going to read, I'm trying to think how much time I'm going to have. I'd like to read majority of the chapter. Let's get started here. Mark 5, verse 1. "And they came over onto the other side of the sea." Now, right before this, remember Jesus was in a boat with the disciples, and it was a wild boat ride. And he was sleeping in there, and verse 40 says, "And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful?" Anyhow, now verse 1, "And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadareans. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs. No man could bind him, no, not with chains, because they had been often bound with fetters and chains, and chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him." So he was, in my mind, and different ones that I read where they were handcuffed. He just broke the handcuffs right off. So this was a wild man. It said in verse 5, "And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountain great herd of swine feeding." So children, this is a bunch of pigs that were right around there, I guess kind of grazing, or whatever they call pigs, nose against the ground. "And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into those swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirit went out, entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it unto the city and into the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind that they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of the coast. And when he was come into the ship, he had been possessed with the devil, prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell him how great things the Lord had done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed, began to publish in Decapolis and how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel. So the first point I would like to, and children, we'll be going over the story a little bit more here, is Jesus does give another chance. If you go to verse 3, it said, Who had his dwellings among the tombs, and no man could bind him? That means that people tried. People tried to help this man, but he apparently didn't want help. So what can we learn from this here? Learn to accept help from others. It could be friends, brothers, sisters, parents, teachers. Learn to accept help from others. Now, I want to go to verse 6. Put down on your paper, when Jesus comes, everyone knows who he is. When Jesus comes, everyone knows who Jesus is. Verse 6, but when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. How did the people know? Did he look different? How did he know who Jesus was? I believe he was recognized as someone who healed the sick. If someone would come to your house different times, and you had someone that was very sick or even dying and someone healed that, you would remember that person. I believe that's, people recognize Jesus as someone that healed the sick. But I believe he also spoke with authority, and Jesus was kind, he was gentle, and I believe he was loving. Okay, number 3. When Jesus comes, the devil must go. Am I riding too fast for y'all, children? When Jesus comes, the devil must go. Verse 5. It says, and almost day and night he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. That must have been an awful sight. Night and day, in the dark, in the light. I believe this man was excited to see Jesus. And one way I see it is the pigs went wild instead of the man. So that means Jesus is stronger than Satan. Okay, number four. The only way to help a wild man is the power of Jesus. The only way to help a wild man is the power of Jesus. So this morning, children and everyone, Jesus changes people. When Jesus changes people, they're different. This man went from a wild man cutting himself to, what does it say here in, is it 15? Sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were actually afraid because it was something different. Did Jesus have the clothing right there for him? If he can do miracles, he could clothe him. The only way to help a wild man is the power of Jesus. Now, number five, and we're taking this from verse 15. Jesus will give us peace and a clear mind. Jesus will give us peace and a clear mind. Are you able to see that? Peace and a clear mind. Do you like to hear when big people are fighting? You children, do you like to hear when big people are fighting? Do you like when children or your friends are mad? I believe we do not. I believe it makes us scared when we hear someone that's angry. And we don't know what's going to happen next. I believe that's why we're scared. Jesus will give us peace and a clear mind. And then next one is 6, and that's taken from 19 and 20, the last verses there. You can write down, Jesus in me serves others. Jesus in me serves others. And I like verse 19 and 20. This gentleman here, this person with an evil spirit, 19 says, howbeit Jesus suffered him not. Let me go to 18, end of 18. And when he came into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him, howbeit Jesus suffered. He wanted to go with Jesus. And that's an amazing thought. But Jesus said, go home to your friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath compassion on thee. So Jesus in me serves others. I believe he was serving his friends. Wherever he was serving for serving the Lord, he was telling others. Verse 20, then it said, and he departed and began to publish in Decapolis and how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. That word marvel, somewhere here I have it. That word marvel means filled with wonder, doesn't that make sense? Whatever happened to this fellow? Their wonder about him. Or filled with astonishment. And that word astonishment means amazed. So they were all amazed at what God did for this fellow. I believe when Jesus lives in us, we can say we have different goals, we have different plans. He went from cutting himself and no one could help him to wanting to go home with Jesus. Okay, that's going to be it for the for that man. Now the next one's going to be the sick woman. I'm going to go ahead and erase some of this. Everybody down with 1 to 6. You children, need more time? Come off quite as easy as I thought, but at least we have the 2 screws in it, so we know it won't just fall down right away. Okay, number 7. Let's read about the sick woman, verses 21 to 34. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogues, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Jesus went with him. Much people followed him and thronged him. So this fella, Jesus, what he was doing is he was going to this man's house to heal this 12-year-old girl. Then verse 25, something else happened. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garments. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. All this woman wanted to do was just touch Jesus' clothes. Number 7, you can write down, when you have a need, go to Jesus. When you have a need, go to Jesus. All she wanted to do was just touch his clothes, and she thought she can be healed. So we could call that just simple faith. Jesus can take care of all our needs, if it's physical needs or spiritual needs. What can we learn from this sick woman? So children, keep on showing love to others. Children, keep on being kind to others. Keep on practicing the golden rule. Keep on showing respect to your elders, maybe your parents, teachers, older brothers and sisters. keep showing respect. When you have a need, go to Jesus. Now, number 8 goes into the dead maid. When Jesus was talking to the little girl's dad, she wasn't dead yet. So he was on the way there, and then this lady with the issue of blood, which we could say hemorrhaging, she was losing a lot of blood, and the doctors just kept getting worse. She spent all her money. Now let's read verse 35 to the end of the chapter. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, "Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." And he suffered no man to follow him save Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said unto them, "Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, "Damsel, I say unto thee, arise." And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Okay. First, number 8 is, and this is in verse 35. Let me explain it later. Jesus allows interruptions. Number 8, Jesus allows interruptions. Jesus allows interruptions. In verse 35, we see here that Jesus was not even finished talking to the lady there that had that the sick woman, and someone came to him. So that was interruptions that Jesus had. What did Jesus do when he was interrupted? He just took care of the next need in front of him. I know a lot of you get interrupted throughout the day with business. There's different phone calls. Just do the next right thing that's in front of you. Just keep taking the next right step. Now, number 9. Death brings fear and pain. Death brings fear and pain. And I read that verse there in verse 40 of chapter 4, when they had that wild boat ride with Jesus there. Why are you so fearful? We as humans, we have fear sometimes, and we have pain. But Jesus calms our fears and pain, and we keep coming back to the power of Jesus. And no matter in life, we always got to keep coming back to the power of Jesus. Keep looking to him. Number 10, By the way, we have 12 altogether, so we're getting close. Number 10, Jesus loves to raise people to life. Jesus loves to raise people to life. Jesus loves when people get rid of the devil. Jesus loves when people get rid of sin. Jesus loves to heal people, physically or spiritually. Jesus loves when we get rid of bad habits. Jesus loves to raise people to life. Couldn't we see that here in these three little stories? Jesus loves to make people better. Okay, number 11. It's a little bit longer here. Longer title. If we leave Jesus, take our hand, he will raise us to life. If we leave Jesus, take our hand. We leave Jesus take our hand, he will raise us to life. And that says that here, verse 41 says, and he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, I say unto thee, arise. If we leave Jesus take our hand, he will raise us to life. I believe Jesus loves to help boys and girls make good decisions. Just take Jesus' hand. We can all learn from that. Okay, the last one. When Jesus raises people to life, people are astonished. When Jesus raises people to life, people are astonished. When Jesus raises people to life, people are astonished. Raises. And that word astonished means greatly surprised or impressed, or I still like the word amazed. God's power is amazing. Same with there in verse 20 there, all the men did marvel. Comes back to they were amazed. I believe the demon-possessed man was amazed. I believe the sick, bleeding woman was amazed. And I also believe the 12-year-old girl was amazed. I believe they were all amazed at his power. I believe everyone that witnessed these miracles were amazed. And I believe everyone here is amazed at Jesus' power. I would like to, I have just a few more things for the adults, but I would like to all say together, I'll say it first and then we can say it a few times. I am amazed at the power of Jesus. Let's all say it together. I am amazed at the power of Jesus. I am amazed at the power of Jesus. Say it again. I am amazed at the power of Jesus. Jesus will give you power to live above sin. Jesus will give you power to love your enemies. Jesus will give you power to forgive yourself. Jesus will give you power to make the demons leave. Jesus will give you power to forgive others. Jesus will give you the power to stop eating when you had enough. When you're craving pornography, Jesus can give you power to stop. Jesus will give you power to stop gossip. Jesus will give you power to stop cheating. Jesus will give you the power to stop stealing. If you were a chronic thief, Jesus gives you the power to pay it back. When you're having a discouraging day, Jesus gives you power. Jesus will give you power to choose good friends. Maybe you just don't feel good. Jesus gives you power to be cheerful. Jesus will give you power over jealousy. Jesus will give you power to overcome your giants. Do you have any fears? Jesus will give you the power to trust him. This morning, let's be amazed and astonished at the power of Jesus. Let's pray.